With the clocks now changing, it brings up the subject of time. The question of its reality has tormented philosophers and scientists for centuries. Happily, we have only two possible viewpoints. One is the opinion held by such smart people as Isaac Newton, who saw time as inherently real. The opposing view, argued by other smart people such as Immanuel Kant, is that time is not an actual entity, but a framework devised by humans, a kind of intellectual structure like our numbering systems. If this is true, then it certainly cannot be traveled or measured on its own. The whole business grew much odder with the discovery that some events could start unfolding faster than they had before, relative to others. Einstein's relativity theories revealed that even if time is an actual entity, it cannot be a dependable constant, like light speed or gravity. It flows at different rates. Gravity retards the passage of time, as does rapid motion. We're ignorant of this because everyone we know hangs out in the same gravitational field. Nor have we ever accelerated our car faster than 1/8,000,000th the speed of light. Since it requires 87% of light speed to make time slow by half its normal rate, we've never directly experienced time's fickleness. But GPS wouldn't work without 6 different patches and fixes to compensate for time slowing down, thanks to things like the GPS satellites traveling at high speeds. On a distant planet, mountains could erode at the same time you are kissing someone goodnight here on Earth. And we've not even opened a recent temporal mind-bender whether the past is set in stone, because physicists now see experimental evidence showing events that already happened one way can mutate to create an alternate history. Astonishingly, current science seems to permit the past, like the future, to be malleable, unrigid, and dependent on our present actions. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.